Hi guys, the date is Monday the 25th of March 2024, and this is poem number 57, and this poem is called One of Many Problems. So let's talk about it. What I'm talking about here is the ozone layer. I can remember when the world had to stop the ozone layer from getting any bigger. It was the size of about a football, and basically it was a hole that was being created by CFCs, that is bad gases that man-made people were created, that was from cars or cows or things like that, basically. And it was about trying to stop it and how people could cut down. 20 years later, it is climate change and how the world is heating up. The world is heating up by 1 or 2 degrees a year. And also, snow is melting on mountains. But the thing is, could it be a problem that was happening 10,000 years ago, 100,000 years ago, or 1 million years ago? Nobody knows if we're going through a change of the Earth's makeup. I always say, who was keeping records 10,000 years ago, 1 million years ago? Scientists say that the Earth went through an ice age, I don't know how long ago, but nobody was keeping records back then. And the world went through a massive ice age where everything was frozen for a number of years. So could the Earth be going through a process where it is heating up to a certain degree and nothing is going to stop it? I mean, they're saying to people, to me and you, to cut down using petrol cars and diesel cars and move to electric cars and try and get people off natural gases like petrol, diesel, oil. But it's going to be very hard to do because people have gotten used to central heating, big cars, petrol, oil, diesel. And it's going to be very hard to get people off that and onto public transport. And they're also saying to people about traveling less on the planes. Now, we can't do all this at the same time. And they're also saying to people to eat less meat and to be more vegan. In an ideal world, it could happen, but we can't do all these things at the same time. And nobody wants to cut back on a good lifestyle where they got a nice car, they go abroad. You know, it's very hard to get people, force people to cut down. And plus, getting people to buy an electric car when they haven't got like charging points locally is going to be very hard. And these cars are not cheap. Electric cars now are £25,000 upwards. And if you've got a normal car that's worth about £10,000 or £15,000, it's going to be very hard for you to give up that car and give it and buy an electric car that costs, say, 20, 25, 30k with no charging points. It's very, very hard for the governments to force people to go into debt to save the planet? Yeah, it's very hard. Anyway, this poem is called One of Many Problems, and it goes something like this. The ozone hole is clear to see, a timely reminder for you and me. It's all our fault and not just one. We better act fast before it's gone. Well, yeah, people used to talk about the ozone layer, 20 or 30 years ago. Now it's moved on now. Because the things, the earth is hotting up, and there's more floods, more droughts, more earthquakes, the ozone layer. What do you do first? We can't do everything at the same time. What is more important? Is a drought more important than the earth heating up? Is earthquakes, or floods, or tornadoes? Is it the ozone layer? I don't know, but we can't do everything at the same time. And the world's leaders have these conferences where they say, okay, then we are going to cut back on this amount on petrol and on gases and on coal, you know, and on diesel and on water. But we can't cut back on everything. And plus, there are lots of countries that if they cut back, their own people will go back 50, 60 years. And I'm sorry, but people are not prepared to go back 40, 50 years and go back to the horse and cart. People have gotten used to this way of life, and I can't see how things are going to change in the short term. Anyway, guys, it's the poem is called One of Many Problems, and we've got an awful lot of problems to fix. How we go about it, I don't know. But no country wants to neglect its economy to save the planet. You know, yeah, it's a very hard one. Anyway, guys, until next time, stay safe and God bless.